The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family and friends wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.
Today, we're going to whip up a tasty morsel. Let's start with one Sri Lankan. Roast in an Australian climate. Stir through music, stories, and connection. Throw in a generous amount of comedy. Add a big handful of spice. Include a pinch of interest, a dash of sass, a splash of nostalgia. Blend in some provocative comments. Stir through sincerity. And to garnish, a sprinkle of magic. Serve on a set of speakers. And turn it up. It's the Ginny Show.
The Ginny Show, oh. Our lonely days are gone. It's magic, I know. I think it will be fun. Come on, hello. Like we knew all along. It's time to party. The Ginny Show, oh, oh.
How are you going today? No, really. How are you feeling? Have you ever had one of those days, one of those weeks, one of those months, when things don't go quite as I hope, when there are a few bumps in the road? My explanation to others is that it's simply been one of those moments in my life. But what exactly does one of those times mean? It means you're in a funk. And not the cool uptown Bruno Mars style funk, but the place where you feel you've just lost your rhythm. Place where you feel disconnected, sad, angry. And then there's this cycle that begins. I find the first step to navigating through the funk is to literally funk it. Be present to the funk. Figure out why it's there. Be self-aware. That's the thing about self-awareness. It's that direct vehicle that allows you to fast track on whatever path you're on to a solution. One that is both practical and empowering. You're aware enough to know what you're not particularly skilled at to what you thrive on. Self-awareness also places you in a position to have authentic power. When you're in a funk, there's a few things that could be going on. You could be neglecting your inner child.
Aww, do I have to go to work again? It's Saturday! I want to play with Jingling!
On your days off, you just want to stay in your pajamas because you're too tired to do anything else.
So sleepy, I don't want to do anything.
You block out the voice of your inner child, and you just wonder why you can't get out of bed in the morning. Your zest for life is fading.
Hello? Are you not listening to me? Hello? I made you sick because I want to play. Why aren't we painting anymore? We used to sing songs. I'm not going anywhere until we do something fun.
Even though there's the word fun in funk, there is nothing fun about it. It's not the fact that you're missing out on playtime, but your inner child is a key player in your creativity. Before your inner child puts you in a position where you have no choice but to listen, start listening. Being in a funk could also be because you're feeling a little disconnected from yourself. You haven't been meditating or checking in with your higher self. You really don't understand what's going on and something just doesn't feel right. There are some things that spiritual aspirants can be guilty of, and I, for one, find myself doing this from time to time. When I'm in my routine, where I get up in the morning, meditate, and exercise, when I actively and deliberately choose to take that time out for myself to just be, in a spiritual sense, whether it's my intention or not, I'm allowing myself to connect with not only me, but to the universe, by whatever name you may call it. I hear so many people saying, when I used to go to the gym, things used to be so much easier, or when I used to meditate, my day would be less stressful. Of course it was. Whatever you call your meditation, whether it be fitness or an extreme sport, whether it be sitting by yourself for 30 minutes, that very thing that takes you to a place where you feel harmonized, in control, it all has the same results as meditation. Meditation is just one of the vehicles you can take to get there. They're all ice cream at the end of the day. When you do this, the time between funks is few and far between. Some people meditate because it's now something as natural as them waking up. Some people go to the gym for the same reasons. Others may do it because they have a short-term goal in mind. Now, here's the tricky part. Once that short-term goal is reached, the meditating may drop off. Going to the gym may not be as frequent. What happens is, we forget that sometimes this commitment is a two-way street. For those who meditate, it's a commitment we make between ourselves and the universe, or our higher selves. For the fitness junkies, it's a commitment we make between ourselves and our healthier selves. Once we stop actively and deliberately engaging in that commitment, we're really no longer committed. Can you imagine being in a relationship with someone who is kind of half there and half isn't? You'd feel pretty taken advantage of, wouldn't you? And you'd feel somewhat disconnected from the other supposedly committed party. It's the same kind of premise with this. This is where the disconnection begins. Another reason that keeps you in a funk, or keeps you going back to a funk, is one of the most tempting states of mind. The victim mentality. The victim mentality is the most dangerous mentality in the world. Now, let me be clear that I'm talking about a particular mindset, not victimization, which involves a victim of a trauma or a tragic life event. I'm more talking about living in a state of mind that triggers a person's views and responses to life. It's the mentality that dictates that because we feel a certain way, then the rest of the world around us should also suffer. See, this state of mind, it can last for 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 months, or the rest of your life. The choice is entirely ours. My friends, this is why I encourage you in almost every podcast to take time out for yourself. Many enlightened masters who have far more wisdom and awareness than I do, they encourage the same thing. If meditation isn't your thing, that's cool. Do you. Exercise in that 30 minutes. Call a friend that is likely to give you advice towards a solution than add energy to the problem. Write in your gratitude journal. Find a hobby, something. If you don't know what to do in that 30 minutes with yourself, find out what you like doing. There's no right or wrong answer when it comes to being on the path of self-awareness. Because self-awareness, it's the first step to taking action on anything. We need to acknowledge the elephant in the room before we can figure out how to clear the room of that elephant. That's the key with being in any kind of funk, really, is that you have the choice as to how long you want to stay in the funk or find a way out. There'll be stages where we will go through our own funk. We just need to make sure we know when to change our groove and start another dance. It's much more fun dancing in the rain than waiting for another storm to pass.
The Ginny Show is a weekly podcast produced by Sam Phelps from CV Audio. Our team includes Sebastian On Air, Joey Middleton, Visual Tonic and ILDK Media. And me, the voiceover, Missy. Hello! Ginny Sarasvati is the executive producer. For more information, please visit theginnyshow.com. Keep in touch between shows via Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at The Ginny Show. Check back next Wednesday for another episode and have a magical week.